Hello? Hello, is anybody there? Yeah, it's me, Kayla, from the 1111 Make-A-Wish podcast. Yeah, I just wanted to see if you guys were there, like, if you guys were ready. If you guys were ready to listen to some fools make some wishes. Oh, okay, yeah, you're good? Okay, great. Okay, we'll be right in. Hey! It's me! I'm Kayla. I am nothing else but someone who also has some wishes to make and wishes that they wished would come true. And I'm just here to, you know, share that experience with you. Today, we are blessed with the presence of the one, the only. He once ran for mayor. He once ate, I don't know, what'd you eat?
Most
a pogo
of
stick of like butter, and he got pink eye. He got pink eye from he got pink eye one time from throwing up into like the toilet of a grimy bar bathroom.
Yeah,
it's your doctor, Tyler Lemko, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you. Shout out Cowboys in Calgary for their pink eye toilets.
That's great.
You know, I think
God, that's so gross.
So gross. I had to fly home with pink eye the next day in the middle seat.
Didn't you say you also spent the majority of that flight also in the bathroom?
Yeah, I was the middle seat with pink eye and hungover next to two big dudes on either side, and I was just like, fuck this. And I went to the bathroom and I stayed there for 3 hours.
Oh god. And for those of you who don't know, Tyler is already like two slight sized men combined. So like with two other big guys flanking him.
It was a lot of meat. Meat on meat, yeah. You know, I think I am the one and only. I think
what?
I am. I don't think there's another Tyler Lemko.
No, well, you said it yourself. Like, isn't it just like you and your cousins and your immediate family that are like Lemkos?
Oh, no shit. There is a Tyler Lemkovich, though. Like a side of the family that didn't change
the name. You
should
do an Ancestry.com and link up with all those other Lemkoviches.
Yeah. Yeah, there's probably more out there.
That'd be dope.
If any Lemkoviches are
imagine they
to
all
this
like
podcast.
Look like you. It's just like a... I mean, like, you know, like, they're all, like, big, like, so, strong, and then they all have, like, the beard, and they're all bald.
So
that's just what I'm picturing.
I'm reluctant to, like, say it on the podcast, but
we'll bleep it. We'll bleep
there's
it.
Very little chance that he listens to this. But I have a cousin. So Lemkos are actually very short people. Lemkos are thick people, but they're normally very short. Like, the tallest Lemko is, like, 5'11". Mm-hmm. I'm 6'3", and it, like, doesn't make sense why I'm so big.
Yeah.
I'm, like, the biggest Lemko for generations. But I have a cousin who's, like, 6'9". But he's adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that. But it's not something you, like, talk about or bring up a lot.
Uh-huh.
Like, he's, you know, he's family. He's been in the family since he's a little baby. He's a part of the family. I love him. He's my cousin. Like, yes.
Okay.
But he always talks about how he's the tallest Lemko.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, bud.
Yeah, he's like a claim. I don't know. I get your point.
Yeah, like that's my title, I think. Look, maybe it's wrong of me to say, but I think that's my title.
Yeah, like genetically, you're not it. Like, yeah, I mean, literally,
you are the tallest
Lemko,
yes. 100%.
But the blood.
But it's not an impressive feat when you do it.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your wish?
I wish I was 6'10". No, I'm kidding. My wish.
You know what? Funny that you say that you wish you were 6'10", because my wish is actually that, like, I wish I was just a little bit taller.
How much?
Honestly, I'd be happy with, like, literally a couple inches. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you don't know, I'm only 5 feet. I mean, any growth would just be like, oh, so this is what it's like to be 5'1". You know what? Maybe like a 5'3", 5'4", even.
But then it's so like, you're just so regular then. If you're short, at least you're like, oh, she's short.
Yeah, but I don't want that to be like my the thing. Like, yeah, I think people short's see a good and know thing. That I'm short.
I would definitely, and I'm not going to sugarcoat
not,
it.
Not to say that short people don't have anything else. Actually, in fact, I have a lot of friends, oddly enough, that are like shorter than me. And the biggest personalities, like Issa and yeah. Alexis, like also like the scariest people that I know yeah, are sure. like shorter than me. And I'm like, I don't know. I just think it's fun.
I saw a tweet.
I like being short, but sometimes I just want to be taller for, I don't know, clothes to fit a different way.
That's what I was going to say is I think I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's definitely better to be tall. But if you're not tall, I think it's better to be short than average
height.
Like, you marry tall, you fuck short, and you kill average. I think.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Heights.
You think so?
I think.
I mean, yeah, I guess so, because it's funny how that works. Like, even as, like, someone who's so short, like, I've only pretty much, like, I've never dated anyone that's, like, average height.
Just short or tall?
Just tall.
Just tall?
Yeah, because I'm short. Yeah, well, I'm not going to date someone that's shorter than me. You know, I would date someone who's, like a guy that's, like, 5'4", 5'5". Like, I don't care, but, like, I can't date someone that's, like, shorter than
me. Yeah, we stan a 5'5 king.
Yeah, we stand average height king. I think that's even lower. Whatever.
I think average is like 5'7".
I have no idea because I am below it, and you are above it.
Yeah, but there's what are the benefits to being small? Airplanes must be nice.
Yeah, I guess. But you have to get help to put yours.
Yeah. Your I luggage. Always help people. Yeah.
Okay, the benefit, I think I have like a little bit of a bit, and it's like, yeah, it's cool being short because I burn like probably like 40% less calories from just getting other people to do things for me.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't reach this thing on that shelf, or oh, I can't do this. Can you help me get that?
The favors are more credible.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't reach. But I don't know. I think there's like, I think being short, like I was just thinking about it the other day, especially like with the way that I dress, like I don't really dress like a 26-year-old, I suppose, like especially like when it's coupled with my height, I think that I look like really young.
Yeah, but that's just because you glasses. Dress cool.
I don't think so. I think sometimes I like legitimately dress like a child.
Yeah, I'm 32 and I wear tie-dye 6 days a week. And the other
but you're also like 6'5". Like, people can tell you're an adult. I look like I could possibly be like a middle school. Yeah. No, I think I'm giving myself too much credit. I don't think I can pass as like a 12-year-old.
That's too tall?
No,
what do you
I'm
mean?
Too...
What you're do you... too tall.
You my said you face.
Were, yeah, you said you were giving yourself too much credit.
Like, I don't think that I have a face that's as youthful as a 12-year-old.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm definitely as tall as some 12-year-olds, for sure.
I was going to say, my wish is, and I was telling you about this earlier, that, like, lately I've been trying to get into, like, exercising. And I remember growing up, you know, a friend of the show, Alex Pro, and I growing up as, like, teenagers living next door to each other, would just, like, go to the courts or go to the football field and, like, exercise together all day long. It was just, like, let's go do activities.
Yeah.
And nowadays that I'm, like, an adult with, like, a job and a life and stuff, I wish I had a friend who was just down to, like, go do a sport or sweat or something. I will say you joined me in boxing this morning, and it was great.
I don't know what to do with the lower half of my body. Yeah, it's
well,
so
you've never
confusing.
Been taught. But I'm just saying, like, there's been many times where I'm like, I wish I could just, like, call someone who's down to go run or
down
to go shoot
around.
I'd be down
to, like, do, like, tetherball or some shit. Or ping pong, man. I'm telling you, I'll play fucking ping pong.
For
or
sure, that's fun.
Or
but...
frisbee. Frisbee? I fuck with frisbee.
I want to, like, run backwards up a hill.
I'll do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know a good hill if you want to hit it later.
fuck, should I go back and we just like get like it, like we make do a it, training montage
yeah it's later? For the Patreon.
Yeah, I like that. Ugh, running up a hill. I like running backwards. Down.
You have to lunge down.
I feel like I topple right over.
Yeah. Another wish? $300,000.
Yeah, that's
what's
your number.
What's your number that you think, like, obviously, the average person, like, you want to say, like, $1 billion, whatever. But what's the smallest amount that would fix everything?
Fuck.
Like you
to get like to... so that my just so my like family wouldn't be worried about the fact that I'm like not doing anything, like $2 million.
$2 million?
No, maybe a million. I could do a million. No, because then I could be like, okay, yes, I'll.
If you had
and then I would pay them back. I would pay them all back, like whatever they've given to me over the years, and I'll just be like, okay. I'm just going to go, like, if you want, you guys can, like, call me or visit me or whatever, but, like, I'm going.
Like, I'm paid off by.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yo. Wow. We just had, I just had a breakthrough.
Yeah, I don't think you owe that money.
No, I know I don't. I don't, but, you know, that's just, like, a me thing. Like, I would like to return the favor.
For sure.
Because they've, honestly, like, I'm, like, truly grateful, and I just and I think the thing from like almost like getting in the way of me being truly grateful is like me thinking that I don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. And like the only way that
and thinking that you don't deserve it turns the gratitude into guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. So it's hard to tell like my family like yeah. Like, what I want to focus on is not, like, something like going to school yeah. and, like, getting doctor, promoted lawyer. Yeah. and da-da-da-da-da. Like, I just want to vibe.
You want to make enough to live and get by and have fun.
Yeah.
But you feel, like, a responsibility to, like, make something of yourself for
I
them.
I just wish that I could do it in a way that's, like, fast and I can make money off it and show my... And then just be like, yep, yeah, this is, like, what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like, if you just, like...
But unfortunately, like, my comedy and, like, this podcast are, like, not things that I want to show my family.
It's also not things that are going to, like, make you a bunch of quick cash.
Exactly.
You need to, like, start a, like, a... What about... What if you started your own strain?
Of weed?
Yeah.
That's... I here's another wish. I smoke so much weed. I wish that I had just, like, gotten into, like, the business and science behind it, like, early. Like, I have a friend. I'll plug them. _ cannabis on Instagram. And, like, genius. Like,
it's like little gummies, right?
Yeah, they do gummies and they do, like, weed vape pens and shit.
Yeah.
Like, THC pens and whatnot. But, like, great. Entrepreneurial and like
and
your own boss and they like do everything themselves like for that business and it's like I don't know like considering how much weed I smoke I should have just turned it into something like
yeah but then it's
I could have been like one of those like blog like Instagram vloggers or like Tumblr blogs that was like
yeah ugh. But also keep in mind it's the harsh reality is no matter what you have to do, you're going to not want to do.
Yeah.
And I've been in that position many times, and it's kind of a mind fuck where I've had gigs where I do videos about the NBA or about wrestling, or I have clients that I write stuff that I'm really interested in, that I'm really passionate about, and I get hired for these dream opportunities, and then, like, you don't want to do them when you have to do them. It's like a weird
that's
brain
a thing.
Fuck.
Yeah. Because, like, all the ideas that I have of things that I can do are fun. Like, this is fun. Like,
yeah.
I like hopping on a podcast and recording conversations that I have with my friends, even if, like, a lot of the time it's not, like, maybe the best content or whatever. But it's fun.
It's fine content. If you do want to get into cannabis, that's a very cool industry to get into. You know a lot of people who could probably find you jobs. and like you're 26. It's not like too late to learn something.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Literally within 6 months, we could be talking about you having like a successful career in cannabis. It just takes 6 months, which sounds like nothing.
I don't want to though, because then it's like I feel like I'm gonna start smoke.
Maybe you'll smoke less if you like. I remember a friend of mine telling me how his favorite burger in the city was Dick Ann's.
I'm hungry.
And then he was a manager at Dick Ann's, yeah. And he said like they're high quality foods. I'm not bashing Dick Ann's whatsoever. Great product. But he said he can't eat it anymore after he was manager because he was just like around it all day every day and like can't do it. Maybe that would happen.
I don't think so. No. No? I don't think that works for me because I've had many a job in the food industry throughout my life. And I was my first job was like working at a Chinese restaurant for 2 years. And like every shift I would eat Chinese food and I'd fuck it up. I was fucking it up until my very last shift. Yeah. And then I started working at Copper Branch, which is like a vegan fast food chain, whatever. And I was eating that shit every shift that I worked. And then I started working at Tasty Food, and I was literally eating pizza every. I don't get. That's the thing. Like, I think that I low key have an addictive personality. I think I'm lucky that I can just kind of get into these spurts of smoking cigarettes casually. But in terms of weed. And I fuck with vaping.
But what I find interesting about your addictive personality, at least observationally, is I wouldn't classify it as an addictive personality disorder or trait or anything like that, because you are also so quick at being I'm over it. You are so quick at being it's done now.
I guess so.
I've seen you find video games or iPhone apps and stuff like that where you'll play 80 hours in a week and then I'll be like, how's the game? Oh no, it's done.
Yeah, that's like a binging.
Yeah, you binge. It's not addictive. You binge.
Wow. So is that better?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So your number is $1 million.
I think I'm just a little bit greedy and I want to live
Because honestly, I think if I was here's $100,000. I'd buy a couple
properties everywhere.
For sure. I'm saying the minimum number that fixes everything. That there's no more worries. There's no more stress. Everything. There's no money's no longer an issue. That's my question.
So I could do $800,000.
If I give you $100,000, you think that wouldn't immediately solve everything that's currently.
But I don't think my problems are really money related.
Sure. But I mean, I don't mean fix everything in that sense. I mean, I more so mean money's no longer an issue. What's the number? That it's no longer stress. It's no longer something to think about. Bless you. Bless you. That's why I always say 300. 300's mine. Huh. 800's yours?
I still say 800.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I'm not thinking of just myself. I'm thinking of I am thinking of giving back to my family. So
I read something.
I'm hey, where can I conjure this imaginary money to pay my family back?
Hey, rich old guys. Let's go.
You know, that is a vibe. I started following this. What?
Go ahead.
No. What were you going to say?
No, I want to
hear. So I started following this Instagram account that was this young woman who's when I was younger, my mom gave me advice on how to marry rich and how to attract a rich man. Yeah. And then so now I'm sharing this information with TikTok. Sounds, I'm like, oh, sounds credible. Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so doing she that.
Does for a living?
Yeah, and she cool. gives tips. She's giving tips on how that you can get that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, well, you have to talk about, like, what rich guys like to talk, rich people like to talk about, like, stocks and stuff. And I'm like, nope. I'm like, never mind. Let me, nah. Like, no, just, yeah. Like, no.
I can get a...
Like, I don't want to, I'm not going to, like, if me, like, getting, like, a rich guy to fall in love with me means I have to fucking talk about stocks and shit that rich people are into, then no. If I can just do it just by, like, being me and they're like, oh, look at this girl. I mean, I'm not even, like, not, I come from, like, a middle class, like, upper middle class family. No flex. Yeah, I never had a pool though. We always had. Well, you know what pissed me off?
I got a pool instead of a bar mitzvah because I chose that.
I wanted a pool. First of all, my dad like made me take swimming lessons, and then I quit because I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But maybe if I had a pool, I would have been like, yeah, let's do it.
Did I ever tell you my swimming team story?
You quit swimming because they wanted you to wear a spandex speedos.
Yeah.
That's like the same energy as you quitting Big Brother because they like make you stand too close to one. But
I'm all for the hard part. I don't like the rules.
Or something that really like probably messed me up psychologically growing up. Is like we always had a yard, a backyard big enough for a pool, and we never got a pool.
That messed you up?
Yeah.
That you never got.
I have a complex now. No, I'm just joking. No, that's not why I'm psychologically messed up. But I was always like, oh, I wish.
Why don't
we
have one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, how could I want to die?
Did you utilize the space?
Sprinklers. I would camp in my backyard.
Because, like I said, I only got the pool when I was 13, and I can remember you've been there. It's a huge backyard in my parents' old house.
Yeah.
Especially before they put the pool in, tons of activities out there.
Yeah. Did you ever have people sneaking in and out of your house?
No. But mostly because I had parents who didn't care.
Right.
So, like, even if I brought a girl home from a bar for, like, a one-night thing.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, oh, mom, here's what's her name. And then she'd leave.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, like, Brenton has met a lot of women one time. I moved out at, I think, like, 22, 23.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, 18, like, 5 years of it.
No, that would not fly. That does not fly with my growing up. But I had... Oh, shit. I remember one time I took out my uncle's car with my friend, and I think we were just like going to pick up weed, and then we parked the car back in the garage, whatever, and then like the next day my uncle like, oh, did you use my car last night? I was like, no, why? He's like, because like the seat was like pulled right up to the steering wheel. No. Yeah,
how old were you? Fuck. I was thinking about it recently. How old were you when you first started like driving? Not like going places, but I mean like
when I got my license or
no, I guess this is unique to me, but I remember moving the car out of the driveway to play basketball and then putting it back in the driveway at like, I want to say 10 or 11. And by like 13, I was taking it to like the Dep to get stuff.
No, that would not, my parents would not let me do that. Like,
okay, my house was like, okay. Brendan and Neil were like, we're drunk, Tyler, go to the store.
Oh, no, I never drove. I remember like my dad letting me drive and I would like sit on his lap when I was like six or something.
Yeah.
And then I remember my mom driving very slowly to the corner store. Like, we lived, like, literally not even, maybe, like, 50 meters from a gas station.
Yeah, I lived, like, 3 or 4 blocks, so it wasn't,
yeah, but
like,
50 meters is so much closer.
Yeah,
it's literally,
sure.
Like, here, my house is, like, there. You pull out of the driveway, pull out, and then like you turn around the corner and there's a
gas station. Mean like I wasn't 13 like getting on any highways or busy streets, but I was definitely like making three right turns or something.
Yeah, I remember like my mom driving to that gas station just for fun, like doing a little dep run back in the day, and like leaving the car door open, and I would be like dangling my feet outside of the door.
I remember when I was like a little kid and I couldn't nap well.
Yeah.
I would only be able to sleep in the car. So yeah, I would like take a blanket and a pillow and lay down in the back seat, and my mom would just drive.
That my parents did that for me too, for a long time. That's so high maintenance.
Yeah. I have like weird, vague, foggy memories of waking up from a nap that was just a drive around nap.
Yeah.
And taking my stuff and going back inside as though like we're done.
Yeah.
No, I just slept. I got my sleeping done.
So now how long were they driving for?
I have no idea. As long as I slept.
That's cute.
But yeah, I was thinking about it recently and wondering if my driving is like an early one. I think it is.
I feel like it depends on the generation too, right?
The first time I moved it out of the driveway on my own.
I know, but it's like when like 8 year olds going to the corner store and getting cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that sort of thing. Yeah. Like that didn't happen.
Right.
You're old and young.
I was also you've been at my parents' old house where like it's a crescent.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about backing out of the driveway. There wasn't much going on.
Did I tell you this story? Did I say it on a podcast when I like had just started learning how to drive? Yeah, I had just started learning how to drive. I didn't even have my license yet, but I was in the car with my auntie and I was driving, and we were going into the parking lot of a grocery store. And she got out, and I was just, like, in the middle of the parking lot. I wasn't parked or anything. And I was like, oh, I'll try to park. So then I just, like, start turning in, and right away all I hear is...
Oh, no.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm, like, literally, like, grinding right into the side of, like, this other SUV. I'm in an SUV. So I'm grinding into, like, this other SUV, and there's, like, people, like, a few people, like, standing around.
How old?
Maybe, like, 17.
Okay. like old enough to be doing that.
Yeah, it's crazy because I remember, I feel like I was taking my driving lessons right away, like when I was like 16, 17. I guess that checks out. But I didn't, it took me 3 tries to get my driver's license.
My brother took him 3 tries also.
Really? I only got my driver's license because the person who gave me my test is like an old family friend. That's
nice. My brother on his first try passed a bus letting kids off.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. Literally one of my what's that word, feedbacks from like one of my first tests was like, you were driving on the wrong side of the road. It was like a one-way street type. I guess it was two ways, but it's like one of those roads where like people were parked on the, like people are parked on your side and you have to go around, and I just stayed in the other lane because I'm like, why would I go back in if I have to go back out?
I had to do the permit 3 times. The permit test that was, like, just on the computer.
Yeah.
I had to do that 3 times. Oh. But then I got my license on the first try, only because it was a snowstorm that day, and my instructor was just like, nah, it's fine for everything we had to do.
Wow.
We were supposed to parallel park, and she was like, yeah, there's a snowbank, it's fine.
Wow, we're lucky.
Yeah, I often think that, yeah.
Okay, wait. So I just fuck up this guy's... Okay, there's literally... That was, like, the end of the story. So.
Oh, like, did he come out and see his car?
No, I don't even know how I got out of it, but I just, like, pulled the fuck away from that car, and you know, I was like, I'm not doing that again.
I once drove through a Dairy Queen.
What do you mean? When you were a kid?
No, I was, like, 20-ish, 20.
Yeah.
And my summer job, Alex and I, friend of the show, were doing deliveries for Trevi Pools. They do like patio furniture and stuff. And at one point he wanted ice cream while we were out doing delivery, so we stopped at the Dairy Queen, and then I turn around and the Dairy Queen had like one of those big red roofs that stick out.
Yeah.
And I clipped it with the truck and like ripped the roof off of this Dairy Queen.
I was freaking out, like a 20-year-old just ruined a Dairy Queen with a truck at work. And then, like, police showed up and insurance people and stuff like that. And I remember about, like, 30, 40 minutes after it happened, I was stressing and thinking my life's over. Someone was like, oh, no, like, this happened while you were working. You're not liable. It's not your insurance or anything. And I was like, oh, well, in that case, this is hilarious. I broke a whole Dairy Queen.
good times. Good times. Good driving stories.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, where can the people find you?
The people can find me, if they look hard enough, at T-Lemco.
Everywhere. And in the words of Sarah Swinwood, Google me, bitch. No, but actually, follow at Make-A-Wish Podcast on Instagram. If you like the podcast, please rate and review us. Give us 5 stars, 4 stars. I don't know. Be honest. Leave an in-depth review or whatever. Whatever you feel like leaving. And if you feel like it, tell your friends to listen to us. I don't know. If you're cool with that.
Yeah, if you want.
If you want to. No pressure. We love you regardless. Do as you wish. Live your life, babe. Bye.